All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Oh, just kidding. It's the afternoon. It's 12:05 right now. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another step towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats. And if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it and forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. All right, so what happened this week? So Sunday, I'm just chuckling because it's the same thing every time. I have these little phrase habits. So, what happened this week? So yeah, Sunday, after the episode, Adrian and I simply chilled all day. We ate pasta bowls and rice bowls and didn't really go for a walk, so kind of a lazy day. We went to bed at like 12:30. In the morning because we forgot to do laundry, and so we did the EverQuest raid from 7 to 10 p.m. and then did laundry after. So I only got about 5 to 6 hours of sleep that night. Monday, woke up, had a full breakfast, and went to work. It was a nice physical day at work, though I felt so sluggish. I didn't prep a salad because, you know, the previous night was, the time management was not great. So I had a Subway sandwich for lunch. Finished the day at 7 p.m, came home and slept. Tuesday, woke up, had a full breakfast, and engaged in the market. I gained $50, but I used 2 day trades and I was down more than 400 at one point. Definitely rusty. I definitely need to get back in the groove. But it was a trade that I could have done with real money. So there's that. After I got out, Adrian and I went shopping and just chilled for the rest of the day. Wednesday, woke up and had a full breakfast taco breakfast. I engaged in the market again, but I used 2 day trades again. It's funny, both days my spread would have worked out in the end, but each day there was a big spike in a certain direction that just kind of kicked me out. However, today, after I exited, I made over 2,300 using, you know, 5,000, or using an account simulating having $5,000. And even that day, the spread would have ended up working, but the market went all the way into the middle of my spread after, you know, I had already exited. So yeah, there's no way I would ever allow myself to wait that long. Like, if it's gotten to that point, there's the chances of my spread not working are so high. And so if I held into that point, like, that would not be a good habit, because the market could go any direction after that. But yeah, after I got out, the market bounced all the way back, far away from my spread. So yeah, after the market closed, Adrian and I went to go get a burger and went for a hike. We had to cut the hike short because it got dark so fast. It kind of caught us off guard. We went at 5 p.m. I think we left for the hike at 4:30, and 5:30 it was getting really dark, and by 6 p.m. it was pitch black. So after that, came home, chilled for a bit, and slept. Thursday, woke up, had a full breakfast, and went to work. I ate a healthy salad, worked 9.5 hours, came home, watched an episode of Firefly, prepped lunch for the next day, and slept. Friday was a rinse and repeat of Thursday, except I only worked 8.5 hours. Saturday was the same as the past 2 days, so all 3 workdays were pretty similar, except Saturday we ran out of Firefly episodes. And I would have worked 9 hours, but I only worked 7 because I accidentally forgot the tractor keys in my back pocket, and I brought them home and forgot them at home. So I had to drive. Adri met me about halfway, and that took about 2 hours out of the work day. So that sucked. Never making that mistake again. So yeah, that was the past week. And this morning, woke up, had a full breakfast, and we've just been kind of chilling for the morning. We slept in a little bit. Onyx was benevolent this morning and didn't, you know, wake us up too early. So, lessons learned this week. Don't forget the keys at home. And then this next one isn't really a lesson. It's more like I was expecting, but yeah, I'm definitely rusty as far as training. Trading. Oh my gosh, do I even speak English? Anyways, so yeah, don't forget the keys, and I need to dust off more rust. Now for the trading rules, which I kind of followed. I think Tuesday I didn't really follow them perfectly. Rule number one, no trades after 2:30 p.m. or before 10:30 a.m. Rule number two, always give a 10-point cushion behind the support or resistance price. Rule number three, use limit orders, not market orders. Rule number four, wait for the market price to move within 5 points of the support or resistance line. Rule number five, I can only trade on days that I can stay and watch the market from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rule number six, follow a hard loss, take a week off to reset the mind. Following a hard loss, take a week off to reset the mind. So as for my current standings, for my financial goal, the new stepping stone will be to gain 1,000 in the new trading account. I'm still doing simulation this coming week because the two trades this past week, they just, you know, they felt clumsy. I made money both days, and both days were, I followed rules that I would have to follow in a real money account, but they just felt clumsy, and they could have easily gone against me. For my athletic goal, however, I weighed myself this morning, and I was down 2.1 pounds to 189.8. Stepping stone reached. Let's go. Not as exciting as the financial goal, but I am so happy. Now, I just have to maintain for a while, maybe eventually drop another 10 pounds. I wonder if I was dropping too fast. 2 to 3 pounds a week might not be the healthiest thing to do. I mean, I was eating, you know, I had a full breakfast, usually a full salad lunch, and something small for dinner. So I wasn't, you know, fasting or like calorie counting. So I feel like it was healthy, and now I just have to maintain it. So that's super exciting. Working this job and not having, you know, free Fogo food all around definitely made a difference. At Fogo, you know, I struggled to get under 200. So yeah, the plan for this week. Today, Adrian and I woke up and had a full breakfast again, and we just kind of chilled for the morning. So as for the rest of the day, we're probably going to go shopping and maybe go for a hike later on, we'll see, and chill for the day. Monday is a work day, so I'm going to have a great day at work and eat healthy. Try to get all 10 hours. Tuesday and Wednesday are my days off, so I'm going to eat healthy and engage in the market in simulation again. I don't feel ready for real money yet. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are the other work days, so I'm simply going to have great days at work and eat healthy. Now for some weekly thoughts. Well, I did gain money this week in simulation, but it wasn't pretty or safe. Definitely the Tuesday trade, I didn't feel like I followed all my rules properly, and the entry was definitely a little clumsy, so I'm gonna go at it again in simulation and see if I can satisfy myself. Maybe I need to just wait for a massive spike and then get into a trade. Because both days they had kind of a spike that kicked me out, but maybe I can use that spike to kick me in. So yeah, this whole period of what feels like a setback and no progress, it really does suck. But what's keeping me going right now is that I'm not failing. You only actually fail when you decide you don't want to try anymore. One thing that has really helped me, I think, after reflecting for some time, is that I'm so far past the feeling like I'm failing if I lose money or encounter a setback or even blow up my account. The way that I think about this journey is that right now I'm in college. I'm paying for the education. And I hope you're ready for this number. Over the past 3 years, I've spent $18,700. That sounds like a lot, but it's a lot less than a college education nowadays. You're probably wondering how I had that much money to spend. Well, I think it's all about choices. I had the opportunity to move to Miami, and instead of continuing to pursue engineering, once I had been exposed to the market, I sacrificed that route, and I simply hired into a nice restaurant that facilitated this investing education. It allowed me to trade in the morning, and it was great paychecks. I did make a lot of sacrifices. I didn't eat out a lot. I didn't travel much. I didn't buy nice things, except for an Alienware computer that my family paid half, you know, for my birthday. And I also found the most beautiful, amazing woman in the world to team up with in life. And that helped immensely as well. But yeah, like, I consciously decided not to spend the extra money I was earning so that I could fund my trading account over and over and over again. $2,000 at a time. 2022 was definitely the worst year. I think I lost $11,000 in that 1 year. But I was also earning obscene amounts from the restaurant. I had shared tips, the number of employees in that tip pool was minuscule, and I worked hard enough to become the team leader, so I had a higher base wage and all of the overtime that I could possibly want. I chose to work, you know, 45 to 55 hours a week, and instead of blowing that money everywhere, I spent it all on investing, and now, from that education, I do feel like I'm ready to start turning profits. I have the discipline and the mentality, I've learned the hard lessons, and I have a schedule that I believe can work. I have 2 days a week now that I can just sit in front of the computer and concentrate on the market. So, all I need to do now is dust off the rust and stay disciplined. I also acknowledge that my family definitely has been a boost. I'm not sure I would have been able to do all of this without them. My mom assisted with my bills a couple times in the very beginning before I got into the restaurant, and now her parents passed on and left her with enough to sponsor another attempt at this journey. And of course, she has been steady in the same job for decades, and so she's earning a lot of good money now. I did have the personal loan route that I could have taken. So if you're on a journey like this, in this kind of situation, and don't have the same support system that I do, there is another more risky route in the personal loan, or, you know, a longer route by taking more time to save up. But yeah, the point is, there's always a way to keep going towards your dreams as long as you don't stop trying. Because if you stop trying, that's when you fail. So never stop trying. Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this episode. Whatever your Goliath is, keep it present in your mind. Keep imagining how it's going to look and feel when you start making real progress and when you finally finish the journey and the Goliath lays at your feet. These visions are what keeps me going when it feels like I'm not moving anywhere. The end will be worth the journey, especially if we take all of the spiritual growth and lessons that will come with it. So no matter what, just keep going, one step at a time, one day at a time.